Welcome to Business Resolutions, a weekend discussion about business in Puerto Rico with Jorge Gonzalez, attorney and management consultant.
My guest today is Jose Irizarry. Jose, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm really very excited about this interview and the time that I know that the good things that you're doing with everybody who has been involved with this program. And my regards to all Rotarians, fellow Rotarians, that I know they listen to your program, and I'm really excited to be here.
Well, thank you. Jose has had a fascinating career. He's moved different ways to arrive where he's at right now. And let's start where you're at right now. What is your present project and where does it stand?
Yeah, well, actually, as I told you before, I'm a gerontologist, you know, and a gerontologist is the basically geron comes from the Greek word aging, and ology is a study. So it's a study of aging, and I have been very much involved the last 10 years regarding of the proper longevity and how health promotion and well-being impacts your age. But the last 5 years I've been involved with this, my company is called CST Puerto Rico, Cuido Salud y Tecnología, which what we do, we
actually... Would be care, health, and technology.
Exactly, how the three things can go together.
Right.
Because, with the way the demographics are going and the baby boomers and... actually the demographic is like the population that actually is growing, aging way is the 80 years old and more.
So yeah, there was an article that just came out, and which has gotten even worse because we had something like 19,000 people left Puerto Rico, and then the ones that are leaving are in the younger generation.
Exactly.
So it's getting exacerbated in terms of the elderly that we have, in terms of the proportion that they make up in our society.
Yeah, it said the median age is almost 33 years old, which means that there's going to be, from a service point of view, from a business point of view, there's a lot of opportunities there too. And the proper care of this individual is very important, and that's why we developed the concept called personal emergency response systems. It's basically the technology that empowers people to be independent, but at the same time never being alone. You know, I know that many people have heard this commercial, "I fell down, I couldn't get up," with the COOP, which is the Surgeon General of the United States at one time. And my system, we are marketing the system in Puerto Rico, and we have been, pretty successful, because I feel that it just takes time, like anything you do.
Let's go back. How did you get into this particular business? I know gerontology, you studied it way back in Syracuse, mm-hmm. but this particular business, how did you get into it? I think you purchased an entity that was already existing.
Yeah, well, what we did is just regarding, it was basically gerontological situation, because the person who just bought the distributorship of this company in Puerto Rico had problem with his vision. So he couldn't really, really work. So he told me, and he knew I was interested in the whole concept. And he sold me I purchased from him the distribution of that time called Pioneer Medical System, which is a company that is into the PERS, the Personal Emergency Response System. It's one of the oldest companies in the United States. And then from there on, I kept going.
That was like, what, a $3,500 payment? It was
$3,500 bucks, at that time.
Yeah,
So it was it was a pretty good deal in a way, but at the same time, I was very excited because I knew that that's one of the areas where technology and the development of technology in the aging population is extremely important, because it's a way to really enhance people's lives and to really bring down healthcare costs, and which is... because proper care is very important. So that's how I purchased the system.
And Pioneer led to this, how
did, yeah, what, well, what happened was that then it was very interesting, because six months after I bought Pioneer here in Puerto Rico,
The distribution of Pioneer.
The distribution of Pioneer, Health Watch bought Pioneer. And HealthWatch at that time was maybe, I think, is the third or fourth largest company of this kind in the United States. And then after that, Lifeline bought HealthWatch. Lifeline is number one. And then Philips, the multi-global company, bought Lifeline.
The white shark took
it. Exactly. But it shows you that then there's a lot of people, you know, looking at interesting in the whole situation of the demographics and the business-wise.
This was all over, a 2-year period? Or?
Yeah, less than 2 years.
Less than 2 years happened. Just bam,
bing,
yeah.
Bam, you know, okay, just like that.
And then
what happened was that the people, eventually, Lifeline, they thought that they didn't need or want distributors in Puerto Rico. And I had a distributor agreement with Pioneer, so they had to honor it, but I started looking for the best company I could find, and this is how I got to be involved with Critical Signal Technologies, which is a company based in Detroit, Michigan, that is right now is the fourth largest in the United States, and we are serving around 35 states and a total of 50,000 clients, and it has a investment in the company invests only in healthcare companies, and they had a platform of $20 million. So it's well funded, and it had a good vision of what they want to do. Basically, one of the most interesting things that they had is what they wanted to develop the Hispanic business. So and they saw me that it could be a way to deal with that market. And at this time, everything is in Spanish too. You know, it's completely bilingual, other than 250 more different languages that we can carry, but that's why I really got very excited about being able to find Critical Signal Technologies. They're very exciting of what is happening and what we can do for them in Puerto Rico, and that's where we stand.
Okay, now what service and product do you provide, and how does that differ from other people that are ready to help the elderly or the people in need that may have an emergency?
Well, the things what I notice in Puerto Rico is that, you know, we have good systems in place. We have pretty good systems. You know, we have good doctors, we have many good hospitals, we have pretty good emergency response systems in many places. The one thing that I feel that it was lacking is the integration of those systems into one single alternative, meaning is that with us, what I found that I call it an ecological. It's basically an ecosystem that creates around this person a way that he could be safe. Meaning where if they have an emergency and they can fall down and don't get up, they press the pendant. Immediately, in 1 minute or less, they're gonna have an answer from my care center, which gonna ask Jose, what I can do for you. We already have set up a protocol for that person with the family or with him that it says, well, the first call I want my neighbor, because it might not be a relative. It could be your neighbor, it could be the guard in your apartment, it could be whoever. And then we have the best ambulance systems, companies around that person. It could be the ones exactly by the hospital. We have the medicine that person is taking, you know, what prescriptions, when. So that ecosystem is especially put in place for the person, meaning that whatever assistance that person is going to receive is the sooner, the better. You know, they call it the golden hour. Whatever the important
right.
thing is, whatever you get from 20, in less than an hour or more than an hour, that the how the quality of life of that person is going to be jeopardized with the how much time is spent. So one of the ways that I think that a competitive advantage that we have is our system itself. You know, we don't sell the units, we sell the monitoring. We can monitor whatever the person wants, you know. So from a technological point of view,
they can monitor whether they're having their medicine, whether they're taking
blood pressure. We can manage the glucose. We can monitor basically the you know, if they have problem with fire in their apartment, if the person wanders around the house, we can monitor if that person got up, or if you want to know if that person got out of a certain room that he shouldn't. So we can monitor whatever. Our system too, from the technology point of view, we can have with our units, we can manage one person, we can monitor one person, but we can monitor up to 250 persons with one unit, meaning that we can have wire the whole building, you know, and every person who lives in that, it doesn't have to be a nursing home, it could be a building, any building, you know, because right now, you know, the demographic shows that you many people, buildings in San Patricio that are technically nursing homes, but they are just privately owned. You know, so we can have one person in one with one pendant in X amount of apartments, and we can, and that person could be connected with us with just one pendant, but we can have one unit covering 250 people. Because I think that from a technological point of view, you know how fast things change. You know, if you get bogged down with one technology, then you could be out of business tomorrow. So one of the things from a health point of view, we need to be always thinking ahead, you know, and thinking out of the box all the time. You know, we are, like I told you, we are working with cell phones now. We are getting into the cell phone, and that's kind of like a proprietary idea that we are working, but it's very well advanced because we see that that's a situation it has to go. You know, we went to this 911 in Puerto Rico, and these figures I'm going to give you is figures that they gave us. You know, they receive around 6,000 to 8,000 calls a day, and 80% of those calls are not emergency. So that means that the system is basically clogged down, you know, and we can make a difference. And when I say we, it's the people that are in this business of, because I'm not the only one. But if you are connected with us, that first choice that person is going to have is not going to be to call the 911.
And I think besides health, I mean, with Cuido, it's a more broad, for example, I think we, you know, what we've been talking about is, because we've been working something with my daughter who's studying in the States and has had some problems, health problems and all, but I also, you know, wanted to go beyond the health to the security in case there's an attack by you know, by someone either sexual or robbing, etc. You can go beyond that. So the idea would be to go beyond health to, well, I mean, obviously security is health, but beyond health to security and to other areas of care and for the person, right?
Definitely, because the well-being of the person is health. If you feel yourself that you are secure, that you are independent, that you can actually feel safe in your environment, you're gonna be healthy, you know. But then at the same time, our service provides a gateway for that person to receive information, because we can actually send them information. We can take messages to remind them that they need to take the pills that day, remind them that they need to exercise. We need to, so that is a platform that person can receive information, and we are connected with them all the time because we have their emails, we have their cell phones. So we can, if there is an outfit, meaning like, let's say an outfit such as an insurance company, that they have X amount of their customers that they want them to be connected with a technological system that not only provide a safely environment for the person, but then that customer or that insurance company can send them information regarding to make sure that that person exercises and to make sure that that person takes their pills properly or that person should take care of themselves. That means that it's a cost-effective way to manage that client.
Right.
And so there are many ways that you can really use the system that is not only, well, I fall down, I don't get up.
Right. No. That, and it's you know, the health needs that we have and the use of the technology, and now, you know, bringing in the cellular and the mobile. I mean, it's just an exciting moment. I'm going to take a break, and we're going to come back. Now we know where you are. Now we're going to talk when we come back with some fascinating stories on how you got here. Okay?
Thank you.